أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. صدق الله العظيم. وفي رواية عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أعطيت أمتي خمس خصال في رمضان لم تؤتهن أمتي قبلهن، إلى آخر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected brothers in Islam, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this beautiful deen. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having given us iman. And we thank Allah Ta'ala having made us from the ummatis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are right at the end of this blessed month of Ramadan. How Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained this month of Ramadan to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and to us also is indeed a very spectacular way. Once sitting on the minbar and the Sahabas as his audience, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَاذَا تَسْتَغْبِلُكُمْ وَمَاذَا تَسْتَغْبِلُونَ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَاةُ. Now this was something that was new to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to express something that was of magnitude, of greatness, then this is how he'll express himself. So he said that what is coming to you, وَمَاذَا تَسْتَغْبِلُونَ, and what will be coming to you. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu would be astounded by this. That what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mean? What is coming? And what does this mean that this is coming to us? Something very big, something very great. So the only person is Umar radiallahu anhu got up. Like we know his stature and his character. Like he had the ability to. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, a wahy anzala, is the wahy coming? And that is what you are meaning, that it is coming? And what is coming? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Then Umar radiallahu anhu said, a adubun wara, is the enemy coming? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. You can gauge from these two things that what Umar radiallahu anhu said were very important things. Of course, wahi is wahi. And in those days, there was always the threat of the non-Muslims. And so he said, is the enemy coming? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. What is coming and what is going to see you and what you're going to meet is that blessed month of Ramadan. What a spectacular way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented this. Otherwise you would have just said that a month is coming, a blessed month is coming. But to make it look, to make it expressive, make it explosive, to the hearts of the Muslims, to all the ummatis. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he presented it to us. So from this we can understand the greatness of this month of Ramadan. Allah. The connection of this month of Ramadan. Not like your body parts are connected to each other. Vein to vein, and you ask the
you know, the doctors, they'll tell you what the body is. Embodiment of the body itself, limb to limb. So it's like a chain reaction. One link is going to be out. Similarly, so if the body is one embodiment, understand that this month of Ramadan, this fasting especially, when we talk about fasting, we talk about month of Ramadan. When we talk about month of Ramadan, we talk about fasting. Because one doesn't detach from, they're inseparable. So have to be together. So this fasting is such that its embodiment is spiritually. Understand this. That's possibly the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized so much and it became the pillar of Islam. That spiritually the connection to make, to connect each of the ibadat, the way to it, the force to it, the connection to it is the month of Ramadan. Although it comes once a year, but Allah has placed so much of barakah in it, so much of, that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that he wished that the whole year is Ramadan. Why? It's because of his blessedness, it's because of his greatness, it's because of his power. Allah has put so much of power in it that it is for the 11 months, it's sufficient for the 11 months. Allah. This is how Allah made this month of Ramadan. We don't have time to go in the fadail and the other benefits and so forth, but we're just making it good enough for us to understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this month so great that its replacement, there is no replacement. Its replacement is no replacement. What that means? That if a person misses one fasting, cannot be replaced. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he can fast for the rest of his life, but that one fast that he missed is irreplaceable. You can't replace it. What does that tell you? That tells you all the ibadat, in this month of Ramadan. Like, for example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the farz, that the nafil is equal to the farz. The farz is equal to 70 in its reward. So what's its understanding is that when it said, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it is irreplaceable, and when Ali radiallahu anhu mentioned that you can fast nafil the whole year to compensate that one fast, it won't happen that way. It can't happen that way. So the position of this month of Ramadan is indeed the greatest. The one second in this month of Ramadan, that's why great people, they 6 months before Ramadan, they're already waiting for that time. They're waiting for the month of Ramadan. And they're making that dua that, Ya Allah, let us reach this month of Ramadan. Because of its greatness, because of its huge, huge rewards that Allah has blessed us in this month of Ramadan. Never, ever, ever repeat it any time after. You can become a pious person, you can gain rewards other time in the year, but in the month of Ramadan, Allah has put all its power, barakah, all its power in its blessings, all its power in His mercy. His mercy is barakah and all the rewards. They don't come down. They don't descend. If you understand what I'm saying, they gushes. It pours repeatedly every minute, every second. So this is the greatness of this month of Ramadan. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam wish so much that he's from this ummah. Why? Because Ramadan was given to this ummah. So let's look at this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports. Ataita ummati, that I was given this ummah, sorry, ummah was given this five things he was there, this ummah was given in the month of Ramadan. That was never ever given to any other ummatis. Now you must remember, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alaykum. Allah Ta'ala says that this fasting has been ordained, so it's given to you like how it was given before. So from this we understand that fasting is not something new to this ummah. It was given to the other ummahs too, but of course differently, how they fasted, for example. But this ummah, the special favors were given that no other time or no other ummatis were given. Number one, khulufu fami sa'im atyabu indallah min misk zafran or misk. That ulkama khala is that the smell that emanates from this mouth of a fasting person is even better than the smell of fragrance of musk. This is how Allah has made it. Allah loves that smell, loves the smell, because of the fasting person, his dedication, his connection emanates from there. Allah loves that smell. Two, تستغفر لهم حيتان حتى تط حيتان حتى يفطر. That the fish in the sea, the fish in the sea make istighfar for the fasting person until the time that he breaks his fast. Allah, how Allah has made this month of Ramadan for us. Then thirdly is muzayyinu jannati. Allah, we know Jannah. We all, our ultimate goal is Jannah. Especially in the 10 days that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that the last 10 days, وَآخِرُ عِتْخٌ مِنَ النِّرَانِ. It doesn't mean that way, that only the 10 days you ask Allah for the forgiveness and from the... It means always, but it's just giving you a teaching, a lesson. So here, what it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala muzayyin, He decorates, He embellishes. What? A Jannah specifically for the person who is a fasting person. Wow. Like I said, Ramadan and fasting, we're using it as one. The fourth person is that person that muraddatul shayateen. That Allah has given us a great ni'mat in this month. All are ni'mat. This ni'mat is such that we are so used to our way of life, our desires. We are swept by our desires, and that's what happens. Human being we are, and that's why we make istighfar. It takes us to other lengths. It takes us away from deen. It takes away from the Quran. It takes away from salah and all the other things. Who is to be blamed? Shaitan, generally. That's what we say. Yes? Shaitan is the one who takes us away. And that's his job. Don't contest that. Don't say it. His job is that. The job of a chef is to make, not to fix somebody's or repair somebody's car, but is to fix or make food. And how lovely he makes the food. And as much as he makes the lovely food, Ramadan time, you're not supposed to talk about food, mark for that. But anyway, let's get this. So, it is his job. It is his job. And so his job is to put you away, to take you away, to cause your nafs, to vibrate, to become explosive, to be attractive to all the goodies of the world and leave deen behind. That's his job. But in the month of Ramadan, Allah has maybe squeezed them out. He has locked up the shayateen. Now, somebody may wonder that, you know, I'm still inclined towards some, you know, bad habits, bad things, evil things. I'm not reading my salah in the month of Ramadan. I'm not doing this, so I'm supposed to be doing that. Now, that becomes, when it becomes a habit of the person, when it becomes habitually, then this is what happens. Otherwise, don't blame. Shaitan is not there. Finish. He's locked up. So that's the fourth khasar, the favors Allah has given us. The fifth khiruhu, yaghfiru wa akhiruhu, for akhiru layl, in the day of Ramadan, which obviously is the last day of Ramadan, the last night of Ramadan, sorry. The last night of Ramadan is obviously the night of Eid. That day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everyone. Forgives everyone, forgives the fasting person on that night. So that's why that night is so powerful. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if a person is in ibadat, then he's enlightened, his heart is enlightened. Otherwise his heart becomes dead on that night. So we must enlighten ourselves now that we are in the last 10 days. You know, it's like a super highway. You have four lanes on the highway. And when it comes to the last 10 days, you are breaking into eight lanes. Allah has opened the way. Further opened the way in the month of Ramadan. Now what do we want? If Allah has opened the whole month, the month of goodness, in the month of Ramadan, remember the holy month or the blessed month of Ramadan is nothing but only spirituality, only good. It's nothing else. Other than that, other times, yes, but not in the month of Ramadan. Allah has opened the super highway. Now we have come into the eight lines of this month of Ramadan. In this eighth line of Ramadan, these two spectacular things that happen. Two great things. Ramadan is Ramadan. But if Ramadan is now become even more spectacular, that is, one is the i'tikaf. The i'tikaf is a way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a more easier way. Let's put it that way. In a more easier way. In the way that we talk to Allah. In the way we talk, because i'tikaf, its word itself is seclusion. Obviously, if you're going to be using our phones and all the other ways and things like that, it's not going to be, the ruhaniyat will disappear then. Your i'tikaf will be fine, permissible, the muftis will give the fatwas permissible, but what is our maqsad? What's our gain here? What's our gain? So the mu'takifin are very, very blessed because they are going to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala personally. Not that you can't connect yourself otherwise, but you're making it easier for you, much more easier and faster for you to connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, they say that I make dua and I read, for example, the Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. All in good. It's one of the jami'. It's one that includes all the du'as. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that Rabbana is there. And we all know Rabbana, we've been taught from our childhood. But there is something else in your du'a. And that is that you're talking to Allah. Reading the du'a. Rabbana atina, Allahumma ghfir lana. All that is sometimes seen as a ritual. The power or the secret of the ruh behind that, the dua, anytime, every time. The power of it is when you talk to Allah. Something that we must think about. That we need to talk to Allah. We're talking to everybody else. We're communicating all the time. Have we spoken to Allah? That dua, that's when the ruhaniyah, that's when the actual, the gift is given to you. It elevates you. Because you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the similar way, the mu'takifin, the people who sit for i'tikaf, what a way to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 24 hours. So, we make dua that Allah give them the tawfiq, and we also sit for i'tikaf, and much as we want to sit, our intention. But the other way to make all the time, when you come into the masjid, you make intention for nafl i'tikaf. Whenever you come into the masjid, you must make intention. The second thing in this month, of course, the hadith that says, the reward. One hadith says that there are three trenches that are built for that person who sits in i'tikaf in this 10 days. And one trench is the distance from the earth to the heaven, away from Jahannam. So you've got three trenches like that. What a wonderful way to actually achieve this reward. Secondly, in the last 10, the super highway we're talking about is, besides dua is all the time there, is Laylatul Qadr. Allah, indeed, we must thank Allah for this. He's made it so much easier, so much more powerful for us, that He has given us this gift of Laylatul Qadr. We all know it is better than 1,080 years of ibadat. And there is this, it rotates around this 5 nights. Not only the 27th, it rotates around. Yes, in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they say this. People write this, that they experienced the 27 to be most of the time. But now 27 became like the epic. Everybody is on the 27, no. It rotates around these 5 nights. So Allah Ta'ala put this Qadr. What's the meaning of this Qadr? The meaning of this Qadr, two meanings there. One is that this Qadr is measured by, for example, like a businessman. He is measuring it with the weight of the goods and the money. How much of money you making in that 80 years? The same thing here. By qadr of that, you are getting that reward. So much of effort you put into that night, this is what you will be rewarded with. Qadr again could also mean that in space, how much of space qadr it takes. That night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angels. So many angels that this earth is filled with angels. Obviously we can't see them, but there is hardly any space for them. So that is the qadr. And last meaning of the qadr is in its time. The time is from Isha on Maghrib onwards, right up to the time of Fajr, the time of Fajr. that this is the time. So it's given in a measurement of time also. That this is the time that we should be engaging ourselves in ibadat of Allah so that we can benefit in that 80 years or 80 years plus or 1,000 years of ibadat. So having said all these things, you know, when a person wants to travel to the place of a rugged area or a desert, something where, you know, you don't get the commodities, you'll see a filling station after maybe 200 Ks or something like that. So he's going to prepare himself. You see, this month of Ramadan is not just ordinarily. Allah kept it there for the 11 months. An exercise and also a way to get ourselves nicely with all the things that we require for the year. So, whatever we require for the year. So the person who is going to be traveling that distance or that rugged terrain, he's going to carry water, sufficient water, petrol, diesel, whatever, food, whatever it is. He doesn't want to be caught up in between. So therefore, the month of Ramadan is made for us so that we can now easily traverse the 11 months, and we can easily pass through the 11 months. But of course, it must be with, obviously, with sincerity, with the pleasure of Allah, with the right things that we have to do. That is the reason why Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, and I always mention this, because Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi explained it very beautifully. And he says that there are three levels of people. The three levels of people, one is the ordinary person, the sawmul am. Is this fasting? What he is doing is staying away from food and drink. That's all. Nothing else. Even non-Muslims can do that. And where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned, "Kam min sa'imin." How many are those that stay away from food and drink? So pitiful it will be that they staying away from food and drink. Not stopping there, we need to go one ahead. He says that the second faster is a sawm al khas. That person is the elite faster, or we'll say the elect faster. This kind of fasting person is like how he stays away from food and drink, but additionally, his fasting is fasting of the whole body. Not only the body, we're talking about in the body are his limbs, are his organs. Every part of his body is fasting. So he's not seeing wrong or seeing evil. He's not hearing evil. He's not talking evil. He's not using his hand for anything that's wrong. He's not walking towards evil. All these things, whether you can see your limb or you can't see the organ of the body, is fasting. This is the explanation he gives. And what an accurate and what a beautiful way. So because of this fasting person, that his fasting is holistic, he's through and through, round about, his fasting is. And that is the fasting person, the rewards are such. The rewards are how? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj. When he went for Mi'raj, you know that there are so many things that were disclosed to him. He went to one point, he asked, "What is this?" So he came to one point and he asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, "Who's this person?" Angel that was standing there and guarding a box behind him, a huge box. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this person is responsible for that fasting person. When the fasting person fasts, he takes a note and he writes that person's name and he drops it into that box. And you know what that box is? That box, the name of the person who gets into that box is a jannati. This is our... But contrary to... What about those who don't fast? They deliberate actions, not fasting. It's not surprising, but I'm telling you this, that people don't fast. Not everyone, but many. For no reason. No sharia reason. So the person who doesn't fast, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taken to Mi'raj. He was shown that there is a person's head being busted into pieces. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Jibreel, who is this person? She said, this person did not read his Isha Salah. Couldn't read his Isha Salah. Then there was another group of people. They were turned upside down. And when they were turned upside down, their heads were facing the bottom. There was fire lit. And that fire was so strong that it lifted them to a position and it disintegrated them. And this was repeatedly done. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, who are these people? See, these are the people who were able to fast, but did not keep fast. So, may dua Allah keep us with tawfiq. And one other thing that I must mention, that we are so, so fortunate. I mean, look at the condition in what is taking place in Palestine. Look at where they're reading their salah. They're trying all possibilities, everything. It cries that they don't have food. Let's look at what happened in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Hassan Hussein and Ali radiallahu anhu sitting just before iftar. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu takes out a piece of bread, a dry piece of bread. He breaks it into four quarters and gives each one. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes her piece into her scarf, folds it up, and waits for the time when the adhan. As the adhan goes, she rushes out straight to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's door and knocks onto it. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, surprised, in the month of Ramadan, I don't think we get visitors just like that unless it's an emergency, but otherwise you won't get any guests coming through, or you won't get anybody, even your own son, daughter, whoever, doesn't come on the month of Ramadan and to say salam, especially in that time. So he was quite surprised, but he opened the door and Hazrat Fatima rushed in and she unfolded that little part of her scarf and then gave it to him. This is the Nabi of Allah, whom Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam once said, because of the poverty, he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam that this Mount of Uhud will turn it into gold. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Where days went when there were no food. This is the month of Ramadan. In this month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam only had water. He had nothing else. Only water to break fast. And he was presented with this. There wasn't even kaju, no dates. This was condition for one of the